decision, not mine. How do you deal with things like that? I had asked Josh. Did anyone ever do that to you? Then he told me about his girlfriend of more than a year. They had been such an item that all of Memorial High School had been in on it. After high school, Josh had revealed to her the pain of his mother abusing him physically. He felt that he and his girlfriend had reached a point in their relationship where they had built up enough trust that he could tell her what he had shared with very few other people. Apparently, he said, she couldn't handle it. She just never talked to me after that. I tried calling her, but she never answered. She was pretty ambitious. She was moving on to another state in the fall. I guess that was her way of moving on. I was stunned and hurting with him. I said, yeah, but that was the end of school, and she was still home in Tulsa all summer. I responded in frustration. You never saw her or talked to her that whole summer? Josh said, no. What did you do? You trust this person whom you really love and find happiness with, and she turns on you? She never said or did anything to comfort you? That must have hurt. Yeah, it hurt a lot. How did you deal with it? I asked, sharing his pain. The sun was streaming in, and we were so bathed in what felt like a light of glory, full of meaning and love and God's presence. He looked at me all...